Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the program, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we always do, we'll take your calls about whatever you want, but to start things out here, we'll focus on an issue that has been in the news, I would say, quite a bit, though some people would say it hasn't been in the news enough. The whole hacking into the ClimateGate situation.
Well, they hacked into a university called East Anglia.
It's over in the UK, right?
The Climactic Research Unit of the University of East Anglia. And
right.
It's part of the whole, global climate change UN thing.
They've
that's
got
going
a,
on there.
A sweet government contract to find out.
Sweet UN contract.
Yeah, I mean. Sweet UN world government contract, if you will, to find out if it really is global warming or global climate change, or it's man-made. And so essentially the idea would be that, well, if they're being paid to find something out, then if they don't find out what they're being paid to find out, then they're probably not going to get paid again next year.
Sure.
Right?
If I send a private detective out to figure out who my my parents are, I'm adopted, so find out who my real biological parents are. If he keeps on going out there and finding nothing, how often am I going to be wanting to write this guy a check?
Right.
If he keeps on coming back with clues that will tell me what I want to know, then, well, in fact, I might write him a check. So That's kind of what's going on. The way I see it, that's what's going on here.
It makes sense. I mean, we've seen evidence over the years, whether it's been in the whole the environmental area or in the war on drugs, for instance. When the government wants to find out that a certain drug is dangerous, it hires its own people to do that research. Or in the case of violent video games, it's my understanding that the CDC has been brought in, to a government agency, has been brought in to research whether or not violent video games cause kids to be violent.
What is the Center for Disease Control doing researching video games?
All I'm telling you is that they've been brought in to do that.
Right.
And so you know what they're going to find out, because their political masters have essentially decreed it. They just have to make it look like they've done some sort of scientific job. And so it turns out that somebody hacked into this particular database, as you may have heard. Maybe this is news to you. I don't know. But some anonymous hacker cracked into the school's computer system. He downloaded, or she, the person who hacked in, downloaded
the hacker unknown.
Over 1,000 emails. And in those emails, and I think they had some other paperwork and stuff like that, but in information,
bunch of junk,
it was revealed that these people were being less than forthcoming, less than honest.
Right, that they were falsifying information, at least that's the allegation. I haven't read all 1,000 of these emails, so I can't tell you, but that's what I'm told by people who have. In fact, that they were, ostracizing other scientists that disagreed with them and all kinds of things like that. So, not what you're expecting from scientists. You think the scientists should be dispassionate and not have an agenda, but in fact these guys have a very clear agenda, and that
Absolutely.
Is to get paid for man-made global climate change.
Right, because if they can prove so-called that global climate change is happening and it is man-made, then that means that governments will have an excuse to create new taxes and regulations, which they're going to do that slowly anyway, but if they have this big specter of the world's going to be destroyed, then it'll be a whole lot more easy for them to persuade
right.
people into paying these new taxes and being obedient.
And I am not unconvinced that man and their, the Industrial Revolution and the way that we're dumping stuff into the atmosphere and all that stuff, I'm not unconvinced that that might have some effect on the atmosphere. However, I'm the stuff that trickles down to me leaves me unconvinced. I don't believe that carbon is a good indicator of that's going to cause global warming. I think that that it's pretty clear that methane is a bigger global greenhouse gas, but they're not trying to cut down on cow eating, which cows cause the most methane. They're going after cars and stuff. So what I see these people are as modern-day Luddites that want us to live in caves. They don't care if we eat the cows, which in fact are causing the global climate change.
Maybe it's
they
just
want
the
us to not drive cars.
Well, isn't it possible it's just the sun?
It's possible it's the sun. I've heard
things
that
change over
right.
time.
Absolutely things. No, it's not only possible. It's in fact the truth that things change over time. So, I don't know about I don't know about man-made global climate change. I'm skeptical, and I don't feel that enough has been told to me, but I don't think that the best solution, even if it's true, is government. And it's certainly not worldwide government that none of us have any kind of voting power in.
Maybe if you believe that it is, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I doubt we'll hear from somebody that believes that global government is a good idea, but so maybe they're out there.
Let me read this article. It's from The Bastard.
Well, because there's a moral issue here. That's what this little story,
it's the moral issue that I'm really concerned with here, not the whether global climate change is happening or not, because it's just a bunch of people who are uninformed talking about global climate change. I'm skeptical, you're skeptical, whatever, everybody's skeptical. So this is from Ziggy at thebastard.com, and in the last few weeks there have been many libertarians quoting about the revelation that environmental scientists might not have been entirely honest about ClimateGate. Though there's a minority of libertarians who believe that global warming is man-made, the vast majority of libertarians are either skeptical that climate change is man-made or that climate changing is happening as dramatically as scientists claim. You'll hear many libertarians claim that either climate change is a front for world government. Yeah, that would be me. Or it's an excuse for more authoritarian government. Me too. And I'd say that there are some truth to these claims. This is Ziggy, as I'm said. Though I've heard plenty of libertarians or liberty-minded folks gloating about the revelations of ClimateGate, what I have not heard from many libertarians is condemnation of how the revelations of ClimateGate were obtained. The revelations gathered that ClimateGate scientists have not been entirely honest. They were gathered by somebody hacking into a server used by the Climactic Research Unit of the University of East Anglia, which in itself is a violation of property rights. But the individual or individuals unknown then proceeded to download from the server they hacked over 1,000 private emails and other private documents, which, anyways you look at it, is theft, pure and simple. And I have to agree, but I'm kind of left with, look, everybody, we were right. You know, I find this information. These people are falsifying their findings, and they're ostracizing scientists that disagree with them. To me, that means, ha, we're right. So I feel that this theft, which, what was stolen is, I guess, first off, I mean, it's not like these scientists...
They were copied. The files were copied.
Right. So these scientists were not out anything. They didn't lose any of the bits and dots and tittles on their computers.
Right.
They were just downloaded. So it's proprietary information, and they attempted to, keep it secure, but they didn't really lose anything in the theft. And then, so what is the damage caused to these people? Well, the damage is that they're not able...
contract.
Well, yeah, a big, big, big contract. They're no longer going to be able to put the scam over...
But it's a government contract.
Right, it's a government contract.
So it's not like it's a contract with an agency that has legitimacy in that it's, the government has been formed through coercion. The government exists because it forces its way upon people.
Okay, so hold on. If you use that that frame of logic, the government then created the monetary system that we have, right? The dollar is a fiat currency.
That's correct.
Right? And essentially banks, the bank on the corner is a franchise of the Federal Reserve System, right?
Yes, that's right.
So can I go into that bank and rob that bank? As long as I don't threaten anybody with a weapon, can I rob that bank and have I done...
Well, you're going to have a hard time robbing the bank without a threat.
Well, I suppose I could break in at night.
Well, okay, but you're still breaking into what is essentially private property.
If I work
now, banks are still privately run. They're not.
But the stuff I'm stealing is government fiat currency. I don't believe that necessarily what you're saying is entirely true here. That just because it's the government that we can do whatever we want.
but it is the government, and it's a government contract with an agency that's likely. First of all, the government. Is an agency funded by coercion. This is a university. It's very likely a state-run university. Very likely, if it's not state-run, that it's getting big-time money and dollars in other ways from the government. So it's probably very tied in with the state. Does that change the morality of hacking into their computer system?
Right, because I, as a taxpayer, even though I don't live in East Anglia, because I, as a taxpayer, paid for this government organization to collect this data and hold this data.
Indeed.
Is it really mine?
Well, don't you, as a taxpayer, then deserve true transparency into what goes on with the money that you're paying?
When was the last time taxpayers got transparency?
I'm asking
anything?
You, don't you
never,
deserve
ever.
It? I'm just trying to say, what is this immoral? Is it immoral to hack into a university's computers? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GETNET. That's 1-866-2-GETNET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up whatever you want, or you can comment on the question we started the show out with, which is it immoral to hack into, or how do you feel about this, to hack into a computer system at a university in order to release 1,000 emails that show that these people have been lying? Is that immoral?
As far as climategate goes.
Yeah, the climate
global
gate
climate
thing.
Man-made global climate change.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, even the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines all there for you free at listen.freetalklive.com. And Manchester Brewing Beer is made by introverted geeks with poor social skills and strong right arms. You can learn more at manchesterbrewing.com. Let's go to Terry, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, Terry, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to bring up the point that all of that information should have been available under the British Freedom of Information Act.
Really?
And, several of the emails actually discuss how they can best keep from honoring those requests.
Oh, so they'd already been getting requests and they've been dragging their feet on them? Is that the idea?
Right. They're using some technicalities. The main thing people were after was the raw data they used to come up with their process data. And they were hiding behind some supposed agreements with various countries they had. But the emails themselves also should have been available under Freedom of Information. And the archive was actually named FOI2009.zip when it was released. So another point about it is that it wasn't necessarily a hack. It could very well have been an insider that leaked that, as opposed to someone hacking into the computer.
That's a possibility. In that case, that would seem to eliminate the moral question, right? If it was somebody on the inside, and plus,
well, they have the right to disseminate that information. They probably signed a contract as far as they wouldn't release proprietary information. I can tell you, I've signed contracts like that when I've gone to work.
Right, and that may be, except that all of that data was generated with public money and should have been available under that Freedom of Information Act. So you can look into the emails where the various scientists discuss how they can best get around that.
Terry, I think you're making a great point.
Yeah,
there.
I think you are too, Terry, and I appreciate that call. Now, I've got a question. A friend of mine had recently a situation where he suspected a loved one of his was lying to him, and he kind of read some emails of theirs and found out that lie was true, and it was an important one. And I want to know, I guess I brought this story just because I felt like that there were some parallels to it. So what do you think in that circumstance, that if somebody finds out, suspects something that they wish wasn't going on is going on, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say in many circumstances, I'm a big privacy advocate, but when it's public money and it's science where there's supposed to be transparency about the data and process, there's not much to hide behind there.
Would you say it's wrong, though, on a personal basis to break a loved one's trust and
even if they're lying and read their emails?
Well, in general, yeah, because you're presuming guilt to do that and they may not be guilty.
That's a good point.
But what if they turn out to be? I mean, then aren't you, then do the ends justify the means?
Generally not, in my experience, but...
Thanks for your thoughts, Terry. Terry, appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think Terry might have just shut down the whole conversation.
I think he did, too.
With the whole Freedom of Information Act point. And it's an extension of what I was saying earlier. I didn't know that there was a Freedom of Information Act in the UK, and I didn't know that it applied to any contract that would have with a school to do something like this.
I do think it's a little naive to believe that the government's actually going to release anything that is
damaging
to them. So I think that...
All right, you can request your FBI files, but they'll still give you stuff with blacked out.
You're going to get what you want. So, I mean, even though the government passed this Freedom of Information Act, it's not like they abide by it. So, those laws really aren't applicable, although I agree with Terry that if you can get them, then you're acting within the law, and so therefore it's moral or whatever.
And I would say that even if there was not a so-called Freedom of Information Act, I think you're still morally justified in getting information from this agency because you're being forced to pay for this. So if you're in the UK and you're a taxpayer, which pretty much everybody is, you're being forced to pay for this climate research. I think you're completely justified in cracking into their system and getting your hands on the data. I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. Now, if it's a private system, if it's a private school that's doing their own research without getting government money, I would say you would be in the wrong for cracking into their system. But who's doing that? How many people are out there doing private research, non-governmental funded research into this?
All right, so Terry got us Mr. Smarty Pants. How about this one then? I've got another question.
Hold that thought. Hold on to your question. Let's go to Chris in South Carolina, also listening to WSC FM. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You guys talking about these emails that got released for these scientists. were making it look like it was more of an imminent threat than it really was.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's still a threat. And whether these emails came out or not, however they were released, I mean, what I'm saying is it's still an imminent threat. It just may not be happening as fast as these guys
When you say it is an imminent threat, you mean the change of the climate?
Yeah, the climate. I mean, you know, we're just, like, I live in South Carolina. I've been here my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've lived other places, but I always end up coming back down here. And since I was a child, I mean, you know, I'm 38, and the weather has changed dramatically. You know, like right now, it's 49 degrees. When I was a kid this time of year, you know, it was in the 20s. You know, we actually had snow on the ground from time to time. So, I mean, things are changing. The water levels are rising. There's a lighthouse here.
Does that scare you? Does that frighten you?
It frightens me terribly that nobody, they're not doing enough to...
What do you propose?
You know that these...
Wait, Mark, I want to know what he proposed. I mean, you said they're not doing enough, so what would you like to see done, Chris?
I would like to see swifter action on changing these miles per gallon for cars, fuel efficiency in cars, more immediate action towards sustainable energy sources, to sustainable food sources. I've been reading a lot of Chomsky lately, and, you know, we as a country have gone around the planet and systematically destroyed nations for their natural wealth, their natural resources.
I absolutely believe I believe what Chomsky says on that point. However, where I'd part ways is where Chomsky wants to stick guns in people's faces and tell them what to do.
Well, that's what we do as a country.
We know. I mean,
that's what you're proposing. Back. Wait. That's what you're proposing to do right now when you tell people that they can't eat certain things, that they can't drive certain things, that they can't act a certain way.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that you can't tell me that these guys, you know, all these people in Michigan have lost their jobs in the auto industry, and all these factories sit up there empty. You know, there's nothing. Why aren't we actually producing something that, you know, the American public would want? I mean, it's not like you've got
who's
are idiots. The entire private sector that decides what, as consumers, we're going to buy, what they offer to us.
Well, it's not like they decide how many miles to the gallon that people are going to get. People decide that. You know, the bigger cars are safer, and some people want bigger cars to be safer, right?
Hold on. I'm going to bring Chris back here. Chris, if you want to hang on, I'll bring you back. We can continue the conversation here because I think it's been a good one so far at 800-259-9231. Private companies offer various different products, but only the consumers end up deciding which ones they'll actually buy. Many products go by the wayside and fail miserably because no one wants to buy them. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It's the Saturday edition of the show. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. You get on the updates list, we'll keep you in the loop about what's happening with Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And if you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise: incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents over there: patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, no-fault divorces, those kind of things. Just the average legal stuff, they do it. LegalZoom.com. You can use code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live, to save $10 off additionally off your order. LegalZoom.com.
All right, let's go back to Chris listening to WSC FM in South Carolina. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, now go ahead.
Oh, I was just, I was talking. You asked me if it frightened me, what's going on.
Yeah, climate change.
And climate change is a big thing that frightens me, and not just because of, people talk about it saving the planet. All my friends kid me that I'm so crunchy. I'm like granola. I'm such a hippie, and it's such a joke, because all I'm really concerned with is the longevity of mankind. I mean, we haven't been here that long, and while we're here, with whether climate changes as fast as these guys say it is or not, we're wiping off. I don't know what the exact number is. I've heard, I think it's something like 75 species a day are wiped off the planet.
And that has what to do with climate change?
That has to do with what we're doing. I mean, you can't say that all the crap we pump into the atmosphere is any good at all.
I think that it has really more to do about the expansion of man's footprint as far as where they live, and they're certainly breeding at a rate, we continue to get larger, more populous.
It's the same. Sustain under natural.
What I'm saying to you is that global warming doesn't have anything to do with species dying away. What species dying away has to do with habitat, and man. They're wanting to go out and grow things and cut the trees down or whatever in their particular area, and that's really what you're talking about in that instance. So that doesn't. So it kind of goes into this whole eco religion.
Something to do with climate change as well. I mean, when we're wiping off vegetation off the planet and expanding as a race further and further into nature, you know, we're displacing a lot of species.
You do realize that the supermajority,
we're doing that, we're using, you know, fuel, you know, oil powered vehicles to do this work, and it's just an unsustainable way
Chris,
of life.
Chris, you do realize, Chris, that in the United States, I think it's something like 96 to 97% of the land is, you know, completely unurbanized. There's a lot of woods out there.
And, you know, I mean, more people live on the coast than anywhere else, which blows my mind. You know, it was busy at the coast when I was a kid, but now it's just ridiculous. I mean, there's houses everywhere.
But you're talking about this expansion, and I'm telling you that there's hardly any population footprint right now.
But the population that we have is unsustainable for the
When you say it's unsustainable, what does that mean?
I mean, like the food sources, the water sources, that's all.
So there's a lack. You have a lack mentality.
It's fear. He said he was scared.
Right.
And you do.
Well, the lack mentality leads to fear, right?
You do understand that the reason that you were talking about the United States government going into different countries and, you know, exploiting their natural resources and all that stuff. And you understand that the reason the populace here in the United States goes for that is fear, right? It all comes down to fear.
They don't know what's really going on. Well, I mean, Reagan did it.
Somebody would say you don't know what's going on, too. I mean, like, somebody would say that you don't know what's going on when it comes to global climate change. So you're just saying they don't know what's going on. You're saying you don't. So that's not a system that works. And what I'm proposing to you is that, you know, what I'm hearing from you is you want the government to fix this problem. And I'm telling you that the governments are already the problem. And to ask the government.
I agree with you, the government's the problem. I think it's completely political. I agree with you. I don't think the government has
to fix it. Well, wait a minute. If the government's the problem.
I need to fix it, and you need to fix it.
Okay, Chris, that sounds good. But if the government's the problem, then why are you calling for government solutions? It sounds to me like you were saying you wanted mandates on
the
car companies.
Because politics push the society in the way we go. I mean,
politics pushes society in the way the politicians and their connected buddies want. Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Right. This is how it goes. You ask the politicians to do A, and they do something that looks like A, but it includes B, C, D, and E, and F. Okay?
And all those
things benefit all the people that they have that are friends of theirs and they're a detriment to the enemies of theirs and all those other things. That's what happens when you use coercion. And by coercion, I mean the force and threat of violence against people. And that's really what the government is. That's all the government's got.
Right.
The government's got, you'll do what we say, or we're going to fine you. If you don't fine us, if you don't pay the fine, we're going to throw your butt in jail. If you don't want to go to jail, then we're going to come in with stormtroopers, and we're going to throw you on the ground and tase you and drag you off in front of your kids.
That's
what the government does.
I think it's worth pointing out here that the number one polluter in the United States is the government by way of the U.S. military. They are larger. They're a larger polluter than the top four industrial polluters combined.
So you want to go after car manufacturers when, in fact, it is the U.S. federal government that's the biggest problem.
They are dumping
it's
all
the
kinds
stupid,
of.
You ask the axe murderer to get rid of the pickpockets in town.
Fox guarding the hen house.
What kind of sick, weird system is this?
And that's, by the way, I got that information from Dr. Mary Ruart over at Ruart.com. Her book Healing Our World is excellent. She talks about how it is in that book that, you know, if what you want is to improve things, and who doesn't want clean water? Who doesn't want clean air to breathe? Who doesn't want to, you know, to have trees around and things like that? I think most people want those things. And so the marketplace responds to what people want. If we just let the marketplace work, if you just allow the market to be free, you don't have to deal, you don't have to worry about forcing people to do anything because you can just vote with your dollars. If a company is doing something that you think is wrong, you don't support them, and you spread the word about them, and the marketplace will punish them. Let's go to your calls. Steve in South Carolina, also listening to WSC-FM. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I'm just calling in response to Chris's comment.
Yes, sir.
About the weather in South Carolina. And I've been here since 1971, and we've had cold summers and warm summers, and, you know, the winters were, you know, every year it's different, but more or less it has not changed at all. And that's all I got to say.
All you need to do is really just go to weather.com, and you can look at, I think, probably decades, if not several years' worth of data that will show you that things change year to year.
According to these same scientists, they're all whipped up into a frenzy. So far, the global climate change over the last few decades is 0.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now, what about the medieval? Thank you, by the way, for the call, Steve. What about the medieval warming period?
Well, you know, they don't have data from that. They don't have data from back that far, so they can't really say.
But we know,
but in
Greenland,
fact, people were farming on Greenland.
It's called Greenland for a reason, right?
Right. Which now covered in a giant ice cap. So one has to assume that, in fact, there wasn't the North Pole wasn't as much ice as it is now. And I don't know how much of Florida existed at that time. And as far as I'm concerned, well, you know, people that live right on the coast in Florida are taking their chances. By the way, I had a house in Whitfield Country Club Estates that was, you know, half a mile maybe from the coast. So it would have been a detrimental effect to me at one point. But I don't expect the world to change so that I can keep my house from going underwater. The climate changes. Are we having global climate change? Yes, by golly, we are.
It's
I don't know whether it's going up or going down or whatever. But
you can't tell.
The climate will change.
You can't.
I guarantee that.
You certainly
cannot. The idea that we can put a pin in a map and say, this is what the Earth is supposed to look like. I mean, he's saying that 75 species are dying a day or a year or a month or whatever. Well, how many died before man could ever do anything about that? How many died before 1900? Lots of billions, if they're, you know.
Yeah.
What can I do about that? Species die.
You can drive a different car. You can buy a new car.
That's what Mother Nature wants. I mean, I don't know what to do about that. It's just that's what happened.
It sounds like
the world is changing.
It sounds like a nice marketing plan for brand new cars.
Well, it's a nice marketing plan for global government.
Yeah, well, there's that too, which is pretty scary. 800-259-9231. We will take your calls on this or whatever you want. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on the whole climate change thing or take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now, 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. One of the ways you can help support this show, by the way, is by shopping with us. Tis the season to be shopping, and if you haven't gotten your holiday shopping taken care of yet, and most of you probably haven't, why not just do it online? Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You can probably find whatever it is you're looking for. They've got dozens of categories and brand new items as well as used, so you can save a few extra bucks that way. Plus, you'll also save money on a lot of the new items when you get free Super Saver shipping. And, of course, obviously, the closer it gets to Christmas time, the less likely you'll want to use free Super Saver shipping. So get it done now at amazon.freetalklive.com. That way you don't have to pay for shipping upgrades later on down the line. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Avoid all the lines and the parking lots and the traffic and the crazy customers and the angry clerks. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what you want. Let's talk to Mike, listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the gentleman from South Carolina. I think his name was Chris.
Yes.
Actually, I was happy that you guys brought up the whole medieval period around the 1100s. But I think you're mistaken when you say there was no data to actually prove that the temperatures were going up in that time period.
Okay.
There actually is substantial data in the fact that wineries and grapes were growing farther into the northern hemisphere, and there are artifacts and things found from this time period that are dated back to this time period that actually prove that the temperature was going up.
It's absolutely true in southern England, which is not the greatest place to grow grapes these days. In fact, that was what the Romans were, you know, wanting to do there. That's why they went and, you know, decided to go kill a bunch of Britons or Anglo-Saxons or whatever they were at the times. I don't know whether the Normans had gotten there at that point, but that's why they were doing that. So there is data in that sense, you know, like sort of evidence, mm-hmm. but. You know, at that point,
statistics of temperature. Right?
When you start wading into the area of, talking about the science of it, then, you know, when anything but scientists do that, then, you know, some scientist is going to call in and he's going to make us look really bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think when you look at the actual facts that real scientists have provided and not the quote unquote scientists that we are seeing, the whole global warming scheme come into play, I think it's pretty obvious.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Mike?
Nothing. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with Brett, listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good afternoon, or good evening, gentlemen. Kudos on the topic conversation.
What's on your mind tonight, Brett?
Listen, I wanted to comment on Chris from South Carolina. He's been catching a lot of heat, but, you know, I think it's just, it goes to show the misinformation that most people have. For example, in the early 2000s, they asked the Yale graduating class a simple question, and that was, is the environment or the global environment worse now, meaning in the early 2000s, or worse in the 1950s? And every one of them unanimously said it's worse now. Of course, they were all completely wrong.
Why?
We didn't have a lot of the sanctions on chemicals that we were able to use and the pollutants that we were just throwing off into the atmosphere. So I think we're making leaps and bounds in the department of, you know, cutting down the footprint, so to speak. The problem, I think the majority of the problem is misinformed people and people wanting to make money off of that. To reiterate that comment, I mean, we're a world made up fully of mostly water, and yet we go into the, you know, to the Circle K or to the gas stations and go buy bottled water for $1.50. You know, we can get it out of our tap. It's just as good. So you have a lot of people making money off of, you know, simple idiocy, so to speak.
Sure. And one of my favorite examples of the ignorance of people has to be Penn and Teller's BS. Have you ever seen that show?
Absolutely.
Have you seen the one where they go around with a petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide?
Yeah, I have, actually.
So what they did was, for the people that haven't seen this, you can probably pull it up on YouTube or a Google video or something like that, but Penn and Teller's BS, they sent out a young lady with a clipboard to some sort of environmental event, a public event where a bunch of people were just milling about doing things that were relating to the environment, and she would stop people and ask them if they'd sign her petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide.
Right, and then she'd point out that the dihydrogen...
But they signed it.
That it was in almost everything you eat, stuff is all around us, that it's even in people's homes.
The
dihydrogen monoxide is everywhere. Hundreds of people die every year from dihydrogen monoxide.
Right.
And then, you know, at some point or another, they revealed to you that dihydrogen monoxide is, in fact, H2O.
Water.
It's water.
Yeah.
And all these nimrods were out there signing a petition against it, scared to death of this stuff.
Absolutely. And you know, here's the thing. If people want to make a difference... Stop being selfish. And what I mean by that is, instead of getting a damn styrofoam cup, get a glass. You know, instead of, you know, using a paper plate, use a ceramic. You know, if you don't have to drive, don't drive. Take a walk. Most of us are obese anyway. Get off your butt and lose some weight.
Well, you can't stop people. I'm going to disagree with you on that one point, because I think people use the term selfish as though it's a bad word. But you really can't ever stop being selfish. It just all depends on what your incentives are.
Selfish in consumption.
He did define what he meant by selfish after he said it, and I understand you've got this thing about the word selfish, and I get that.
Well, you're being selfish by going and taking a walk because it's helping. You know, you would be selfish in that way because you would be helping yourself, you know, feel a little healthier. That's a selfish thing to do. It just depends on your perspective.
Absolutely, you know, a selfish, good selfish things to do. But, you know, when we're talking about, you know, global warming and climate change, if people are worried about it, first, get informed. Secondly, do something about it yourself, and it starts at home.
I say there's nothing to worry about. I think we're all like a bunch of little ants.
Right.
We're little ants on this world.
You know, I always, you know, they go after people to drive this, drive that, as far as, you know, the vehicles, and I... You know, if somebody feels better driving a Hummer because it makes them feel like they can see better in traffic or they feel safer in it or whatever, and they're willing to pay the gasoline on the thing and they're willing to pay the $50,000 price tag for it, all the better to them. What happens if the safety Nazis get into play in the next decade and those people tell us we have to have much bigger cars because they're safer? The government pendulum, it swings. First eggs are good for you, then eggs are bad for you, now eggs are good for you again. It just goes back and forth. Interest group after interest group gets in charge, they make their money, they go away. The next interest group gets in charge, they make their money, they go away. It's just so silly.
I think you have a key word there. I think the key word is money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a government by the lobbyists, for the lobbyists, and about the lobbyists here. Don't think
they're doing anything for you with all their rules and regulations.
The best thing that could happen in the United States of America is if the states themselves decided to reassert their sovereignty.
Yes.
And told the federal government to take a long walk off a short pier in Washington, D.C., the Potomac there.
And I think I heard it on your show. The first thing we did when we wanted to separate ourselves from Britain was stop paying our taxes. If only it were that easy.
Well, it is that easy. Thanks, Brett.
Have a good night. We
will. I appreciate your call. Thank you. At 800-259-9231. It is that easy. It's just that, well, it's that simple. Maybe it's not that easy. It's simple to stop paying taxes, but as far as whether it being easy or not, most people are going to get away with it, but some of them aren't, and some of them will be crucified and made an example of and to scare other people out of it. But if
the evidence
just stop paying, then they couldn't throw everyone in jail.
The evidence is that if you are just the average, if you have your own business and you don't pay your taxes, that they'll never, ever find you. I think it's something like 60 million people in the United States don't pay taxes. Mm. So, but the problem is what they do is they tend to go after the big ones. Wesley Snipes, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
There's the list is long and sordid. So I respect you having taken the position that you have, which is you don't pay federal income tax. And
that's right.
However, different people have different situations. I have a small child, and I'm not prepared to go to jail in the next 7 years.
That's the problem.
I'm willing to pay the amount of money to the guys in the pinstripe suits that come in with the Tommy guns and say, hey, we're here to protect you.
Well, hopefully people like you, Mark, who are not willing to take that step, will be at least willing to support people if they do come under fire. For instance, there's this movement called the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about it here later in the show, but it's bringing liberty-minded people all to the same place. That's an ideal situation, in my opinion, for people to stop paying, because then you're literally surrounded with other like-minded individuals who some of them are going to join you in not paying. I know I'm not the only one. Dave Ridley over at Ridley Report has stopped as well, and there are a number of other kind of visible personalities that don't pay and are out about it. But being a support grid behind those people who are taking the lead and not paying, I think it's very important, and most people don't really have that anywhere else. So it's one of the kind of the benefits to being up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Talk more about that coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is on the way. You can bring up anything.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press.
Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.